The Avodah Zarah this week's parsha asks an unbelievable question. He says as follows. Yesh l'tmoa eich yireh machne gadol shal shesh miyodeh l'fish meharot v'machareyem v'lama lo yilchamuah nafshem v'al b'neihem. It's a remarkable thing. The Jews end up by the Yamsa. How many Jews have left Eretz Yisrael? The strands of Eretz Yisrael? 600,000 men. From ages 22, I don't know, 50 or 60, I forgot. What? 60. So you assume, especially if you live to ages 180, 120, etc., etc., there were some men who were older than 60, some men younger than 20, there were women, etc., etc. But let's say there was nobody else, it's just 600,000 men. How many chariots of Egypt, Egyptian chariots came after them? 600. How many people do you think were in each chariot? Maybe four. Let's go out of our way and say 10, or even better, 100, which is like totally not the case. It's shocking that 600 times 100 is 60,000. if you say there are no other Jews besides the 600,000 men, and you put 100 per chariot, which is grossly over exaggerated, the Jews should still outnumber them 10 to 1. And if you weren't 100 people per chariot, but 2 or 3 like their prophets, the Jews outnumber them probably about 300-400 to 1. Now, if it's in the modern world where you have, let's say, a tank versus 300 bunch of people, maybe it'd be a fair fight. But if all you have is spears and bows and arrows, outnumbering someone should grossly offset their odds of winning. And therefore, the question is, why did the Jews just turn around and fight? And they have an unbelievable point. Military strategy, you have 600,000 people versus 1,200 running after them. The Jews are petrified. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to fight the Mitzvah? Hatshuva ki ha-Mitzvim hayu adonayim li-Yisrael v'zeu ador ha-yotim Mitzrayim l'amad ni-na'arov l'zvol o Mitzrayim v'napsho shvelim. Unbelievable. The Avodah Zarah says the Jews had grown up with the Mitzvah as their masters, and they came out with their napsho shvelim, downtrodden, depressed. The Jews were mentally and physically weak. They could not handle themselves. They could not stand up to the challenge. The Jews, although if they would have had enough faith to fight, they just had a slave mentality. They were a broken nation, a nation without dream, a nation without ambition, a nation who could not muster up enough what it takes to fight. There's an unbelievable deal. Vort, I heard the name of the Baal Shem Tov on the Parsha as well. It's not as shot as Kevin Ezra, he sort of explains everything. He explains the Wahitziat Guru is the Shuat of Shem Tov, he says along the same lines. That's Guru is, Moshe starts, Hashem says, Moshe says, Hashem, please help us. Matitake lies. Shem's like, I'm ready, get your people ready. Am Yisrael's not ready to go out. He explains all the complaining and the failures. Throughout all of Chumash, you have a nation who's a broken, down-spirited nation, a nation who can't dream. A nation who limits themselves by their own perspective. There's nowhere to go. And I heard a word from the Baal Shem Tov, which I thought was beautiful. The Pasuk says a little bit later on, in Parshat Chalit, Himara, the Jews could not drink the water. Why? Himara, which according to the Pshat means the water was bitter. The Baal Shem Tov means the Jews were bitter. The Jews had a bitter slave mentality, downtrodden, down, broken mindset. And the more a person restricts themselves, the more a person becomes restricted. The more the Jews could not realize that they could break out of their box, the more they shackled themselves to the floor with the shackles of slave mentality, the more they were marim him themselves, the less they could drink the water, the less they had the confidence to fight the Egyptians. And a lot of here on out, of what Chumash is all about, is trying our best to transform a nation from people who don't believe in themselves to a nation who recognizes the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The metamorphosis that needs to take place in Am Yisrael's national status from a nation who's unwilling to fight a military battery battle that should be almost clearly victorious. Especially after all those miracles when they know Hashem is on their side. After the blood and the frogs and the this and the that, after the miracle, the Machshavas Bechoros, finally Paro sends them out. You think the Jews would be riding high, they got Hashem on their team, at the end of the day, still they're afraid. With the outnumbering of the nation. Psychologically speaking, it requires a lot to build a person that is going to believe in them. It's not an easy thing to realize that your success depends upon how much you believe in yourself and how much you force yourself to accomplish it. I think this is one of the reasons why Chazal comes to Modani every morning. I want to include the word number alone. That Modani, no closing, it's not, it's worthwhile to pay attention. Modani lifanecha, Moda is a funny word to translate, whether it means thank you, I recognize, maybe a little bit of both, maybe it's a thank based upon recognition. Right? One hand the word hodah, or it's like I'm modest to you, I admit, I recognize, I realize, other hand, todah means thank you. Modani lifanecha, melechai b'chayam, you God, shechazarta b'nishmat, because you returned to me my neshama, and you returned it to me with two things, with chemla, rabba emunasecha. Whether rabba is conjugating chemla or emunasecha is unclear. God, you either it's a chemla, rabba, kama, and emunasecha, or a chemla, kama. And Rabba and Munasef, it's unclear which is greater than the other. It's not focused on learning to take a look at common roads in places. In any event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned us, our souls, with Chemla and with Munasef. Those two are the two ingredients which enabled the quality which he returned to us, our neshama. Which one is greater than that? What does it mean, Munasef? Literally means your faith. And the question is, what does that mean, your faith? Who am I talking to? God, you returned to me my soul. Thank you so much for returning to me my soul. You did it with a lot of compassion, with chemla, with rahmanas, with rahman, with mercy. Thank you. And you've also done it with your own faith. What does that mean? Your faith in what? You believe in yourself? God, if you believe in yourself, I'll believe in you. If you believe in me, I'll believe in you. It's a deal. What does that mean? The chemla, rabbit, what I'm going to secha mean? The chlam, say more than every morning. I don't know what the word means. God, you've returned to me my soul with chemla and with emunah. God, I believe in you, you woke me up, and you believe in me. And it's a deal. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? So, Malone explained. Etzem, the fact that a Kaddish Baruch who woke you up this morning means it wasn't circumstantial, it wasn't by chance, it wasn't haphazard, it means something to accomplish. A Kaddish Baruch who would not have woken you up this morning if there was nothing to attain, if nothing to, if there was no goal or no aim or no, nothing to get done. Just roughly do things randomly with no reason, with no rhyme or reason. But by virtue of the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu woke you up this morning means what? I have a purpose, something to accomplish, there's something to achieve. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, that's the first thing you say in the morning. God, thank you for turning to me to my neshama. You did it with compassion, and you must believe in me. You believe that I have something to accomplish. You have believe that I have something to attain, something to achieve. There's some reason why I'm here. The way we wake up saying, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu woke me up, it must be he believes in me. So the natural conclusion should be, for sure I should believe in myself and allow myself to achieve. One of the biggest reasons why people don't achieve is because they don't believe themselves enough. If there's an area you failed in, ask yourself, is it because you allowed yourself to fail? If there's an area you have not been as successful in as you would like to have been, could have been, should have been, ask yourself. It's because you allowed yourself for that to happen. The biggest secret to success is belief that you can do it. And it's about things you would have never thought. It's not just about, like, the obvious things like, well, you know, if you really push yourself to be a big master, you'll send a base message for a long time. That's true. I've done by things like, if you believe that you're smart, you end up thinking better than if you believe you're stupid. If you believe you can be friendly to people, if you believe you have to, if you love people, if you believe that, you end up loving people more. If you believe you want to impact and make a difference, change the world, the likelihood of you doing so is that much greater than if you believe you can. It took a long time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take this nation, a nation of people who can't believe, until finally they believe they can believe. They believe that they can believe. of recognizing your strength and convincing yourself you want to do something with it. Although it's not that easy, maybe the most important thing you can do in your life. Chumash is full of this message. Recognizing your natural talent and causing yourself to believe the sadness, the tragedy of why the Jews did not make it into Eretz Yisrael. The first generation did not make it, and they had to stay 44 years because, based on the Seven Ezra, based on this, you know, Rabbeinu Bach, based upon this Baal Shem Tov. The more you believe you can be successful, the more it's true. And therefore, I encourage you to ask yourself, where do you want to be successful, and how do you change that mindset? How do you make that switch that pushes yourself and causes yourself and forces yourself to not settle for anything but success? Not to allow ourselves to be shackled and boxed in by the kakos that we may have experienced at the kata, by the small mindset, lack of ambition, lack of dreams, and also the marriage we never thought we had the ability to grow into, to grow out of, to grow into new areas. To ask ourselves, to push ourselves, to be successfully there, not to fall in the trap of the Jews had, now by Yom Tov, recognizing that the Mitzvah were their leaders, recognizing that the Mitzvah were their, you know, their Adonaihem, and therefore not believing enough in themselves and being Shachel Ruach. We're talking about the same psychological phenomenon at certain times of the Holocaust, where you go to Poland and see there's like a camp that, you know, killed 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 Jews a day that was run by 15 Nazis. You wonder how 15,000 people can't overcome 10 Nazis. The answer is, the more you believe you're nothing, the more you give up to nothing. The more you believe in nothing, the less expectations you have. The more you believe you're great, this is success in Slobodka. In Slobodka, they were educated to believe, you guys can become the Gedolei Torah, you can go out and impact the world, you can go out and do stuff. The more you cause yourself to believe you have greatness, the more you naturally follow through and try to attain it. And unfortunately, the more you strip yourself of that, the more you identify with the Jews before you have to approach them, then once you say that you come to work, now you bow to see. When I was in like in fifth grade, there was a quote that said on the wall, that like, if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, if you think you can't, you're probably right. If you think you can, you're probably right. Tremendous benefit to that. I guess the message is a simple one. Don't hold back from drinking the water key marim hay if it's really you that's better. Don't allow bitterness, don't allow negativity, don't allow cockiness, don't allow lack of ambition to withhold yourself from achieving greatness. Aspire for more, push yourself to further in the world of learning, in the world of religious growth, and all your endeavors. Allow yourself to dream about growing. Thank you so much for that.